What's crack-a-lacking, people? What is the dilly, yo? It's time for the news, y'all. It's time for the news, man. Listen. Y'all know I rep Team Biracial, right? Team Mixed Race Biracial. The half-breed babbler, right? That's who I am out in these streets, right? Mr. Mutt. You know what I'm saying? The buffer class. Now, one thing about me, I am not one of these biracials that feels like I got to go above and beyond to prove my blackness. As a matter of fact, I've stated countless times on this channel, and I'll continue to say it into the future, that I really don't care about the black card. And if people think I'm better than them because I'm mixed and biracial and I got curly hair, then it is what it is, because it's probably true. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that I'm better than you because I'm biracial, but if you believe that, then I'm not going to disagree with you. I will agree with you, right? I will agree with you that society thinks I'm better, right? I will agree that you think I get light skin privileges and all this stuff. I'm not about to sit here and argue with you, right? That's just not what G Dizzle is about to do. You know what I mean? But you know, a lot of mixed people, they feel like they're missing something in life. And I've never really felt that way. I guess they feel like they got to go extra hard in the paint to prove their blackness to people, right? You know, take like Michi X. She's one of them. And it's a slew of biracials out there that do this. Well, I ain't even going to say a slew. It's a whole bunch. But this one right here, this case I'm going to show y'all, this story we're going to talk about, this probably takes the cake right here. This story probably takes the cake when it comes to biracials doing the absolute most to prove the black folks that they's black and down with whitey. All right. Let me go ahead and share the screens. This is a little too much right here. This is a little too much. Let's check this out, y'all. Let me make my screen bigger. So a man was eviscerated as a racist, misogynistic, xenophobic Trump supporter at his funeral. This guy just happens to be a billionaire auto loans magnate by the name of Donald Foss, whose ranting black supremacist daughter attends a $57,000 a year school, and she grew up in a $7.3 million mansion. So in case you guys are wondering, there was this video floating around on the TikToks of a girl, a biracial girl, at her father's funeral. At her father's funeral. Listen to what she said at her father's funeral. And look who popped up in the house. RBR. Dante Wright murdered by racist cops. Part-time brother shot and killed by cops in the McDonald's parking lot. Part-time sister high yellow heifer Brittany Griner. But they don't target you. No, they don't. Because Dante Wright, he got shot because he tried to hop in the whip and run off. And remember, Dante Wright, he was had warrants out for beating and robbing people. G Dizzle doesn't do stuff like Dante Wright. All mixed people aren't the same. I know it's hard to believe, RBR. And what else? You said part-time brother shot and killed by cops in the McDonald's parking lot. I have no idea what story that is. And Brittany Griner, part-time sister. Well, G Dizzle doesn't try to sneak illegal drugs into a foreign country, especially a country that doesn't like Americans. So G Dizzle is not like those other part-time black people. Shout out to RVR, though. The Real Brother Radio. But let's check out what this woman, this girl, whatever, I don't even know how old she is, what she had to say to at her father's funeral, y'all. This is probably the greatest representation of biracial confusion I've ever seen in my life. Let's check this out. Can y'all hear it? All right, hold on. I can't hear it. Hold on. Let me adjust the audios. I can't hear it. Let me see. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Hold on. Let me figure out how to do this. I don't know why this thing coming in so low. I got the damn volume cranked up. Let's see. Thing's still low. All right, I'm gonna try to play it through my phone because I don't know why it's coming in so low. So give me a. Somebody said, "Nah, it's not muted. I can like barely hear it." I'm gonna play it through my phone. Give me a second. I gotta find it on Twitter. All right, hold on. Give me 1 second. I don't know why these things be acting stupid. Give me 1 second. Let me find this damn thing. But you gotta hear this. This is amazing. Let me see, funeral racist. Let me type that into the Twitters. And pull up this video so y'all can hear it through the phone. All right, here we go. All right, let me know. Somebody type a one in the chat if you can hear this.
I missed something, but it wasn't you. It was the idea of wishing that you.
Type a one if you can hear this.
I miss being able to hope and wish that one day you turn a corner and see the world from my perspective. I miss the idea that one day you might help me fight for the things that matter.
Can y'all hear it? Somebody let me know if y'all can hear this, man. Make sure I'm not muted. Shit. Oh, y'all can hear it? Oh, okay. Oh, the ones is coming in hella slow. All right, let me start it over. Sorry about that. Here we go.
But, Dad, please know that while I'm grateful and highly aware of all that you've given this family, I still don't miss you. When you died, I felt like there was a hole. I missed something, but it wasn't you. It was the idea of what you could become. I miss being able to hope and wish that one day you turn a corner and see the world from my perspective. I miss the idea that one day you might help me fight for the things that matter. I missed my fantasy of you. Because when you died, it solidified the fact that you'll never be what you could have been, but only what you are. And what you are is a racist, misogynistic, xenophobic, Trump-loving, cis-straight white man. That is all you will ever be to me. And Dad, before you tell me to respect the dead, please remember that you disrespected and disregarded the lives and deaths of entire communities of people with your ideology. You told me to never back down, so I won't. You know for a fact that even against you, I'm not afraid to share my peace. You are everything I aspire not to be, and I refuse to stand up here and sing the praises of a man who is the paradigm of white supremacy. So I'll take your racist mindset, I'll take your money, and I'll take your advice. And I swear to God I will make this world a better place, not at all because of you, but in exact opposition to you.
Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that?
Did y'all hear that?
Man, that was probably the greatest rendition of a tragic mulatto I think I've ever heard in my life, right? That's the greatest, right? Ah, man. Let's go read about old girl, right? All right, so this is the dude, this is the father right here. That old girl called a racist white supremacist at his funeral. And then she got somewhat of a standing ovation. And how much you want to bet the people that were clapping were probably her black side of the family and her uber liberal side of the family. Yeah, yeah, it was B-dubs in there clapping. It says he was named on the 2022 Forbes billionaire list. It says billionaire auto loans magnate Donald Foss, who is the father who was branded as racist, misogynistic, xenophobic, Trump loving cis white male by his own daughter at his funeral. So he died at 78 years old on August 14th from complications from an aggressive form of cancer. And he was the founder and ex-CEO of the subprime auto loans company Credit Acceptance. Says he was named on the 2022 Forbes list, and his wealth was estimated at $2 billion at the time of his death. Her father was a billionaire, ladies and gentlemen. Says twice married, the father of three, Foss was eviscerated by his youngest daughter, Samantha, who's age 19, during a eulogy to a crowded auditorium, which was then posted online, garnering nearly 2 million views. During the tirade, Samantha said, "Their father was everything I aspire not to be," prompting audible gasps from mourners before a smattering of shocked applause at the end. Says Daily Mail can also reveal that Samantha, who uses they and them pronouns, is a self-described black supremacist and has been openly bragging about their tirade on social media since posting the eulogy to TikTok last week. So sources close to the family say Foss was a businessman who was definitely on that side of politics, and his daughter grew up in a $7.3 million mansion in Michigan, and she wanted for nothing. So this chick, this her little baby picture right here, her and her father, her white supremacist, rich billionaire father who raised her, been there since she was born, raised her in a $7.3 million mansion, right, where she attends a private school that costs $57,000 a year to go to. The majority of you Negroes listening to me don't even make $57,000 a year at your job. This chick was attending a school that cost $57,000 a year to go to. All right? Where she's, look at this. She's taking up African American studies. Go figure. Her father, the billionaire, who raised her in a $7.3 million mansion, was cutting checks for $57,000 a year so she can go to school to study African American studies. Isn't that amazing, y'all? So the source close to the family said they were surprised by the outburst. Speaking of Daily Mail, they said he is a businessman who was definitely on that side of politics, but I hardly think she has a case. Says he dated women of color. He married her mother. If anybody loved the black women, it was Don. So he married her mama. He didn't. So she wasn't just some little side piece baby. You know what I'm saying? That pops was just banging at the office, and then all of a sudden a baby popped out. Nah, he actually dated and married her mother, a black woman's. So this is the house she grew up in, y'all. $7.3 million, 6 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms. This is the house this biracial black supremacist grew up in that her father, a billionaire, raised her in. Right? Man, I need some of this oppression in my life. I need some oppression in my, look at this. This is the backyard, y'all. Look at this. Maybe this house was the big house, and she lived out here in the slave quarters back. Maybe this is the big house, and she and her mama was in the slave quarters, right? Maybe that was what was actually going on. Who knows? Maybe he had her and her mama out here cutting the grass and cleaning the pools. Yeah, so maybe this was the slave quarters, and all this was Massa, was her father. Her father had all this, and mama and her stayed up in here. This thing's sitting on 3.4 acres, 20,000 square foot property, six bedrooms, 12 bathrooms. This thing had an elevator, elevator access to all three stories, and a billiard room and a theater. Man, how racist daddy, boy. Whew. That Joker show hated some black folks. Had a black woman living up in this $7.3 million mansion with tennis courts. I tell you, boy, these white supremacists, they are some sneaky people. This white supremacist made all this money, became a billionaire, and had his black wife and black supremacist half-breed daughter living up in here. He ain't fooling nobody. He is not fooling anybody. Listen to this. Foss created the Don Foss Annual Scholarship in 1998 and the Don Foss Endowed Scholarship in 2015, which have awarded more than 630 scholarships to students pursuing careers in the automotive industry. This white supremacist, she called her father, calling him racist, misogynist. He out here giving away 630 scholarships to people, y'all. While she's chilling, this is her right here. While she's chilling up in there in a $7.3 million mansion with 12 bathrooms. I tell you, boy, these biracial supremacists, they do the absolute most, man. They do the absolute most. What is this? So this is the college she goes to. Oglethorpe College in Brookhaven, Georgia. Costs $57,000 a year to go here. I bet you this campus is like 99.9% white. So your father is a racist, sexist, misogynist billionaire who supported Donald Trump. But you choose to go to probably an uber white school where it's like not where you're probably like the blackest person on campus just so you can study African American studies as your father was cutting $57,000 a year checks. Look at the racism here. Blackhawks. Look at that. How come it can't be I got to be Blackhawks? Why can't it be like Eagles or something? Just racism all over the place. This is insane. She's a self-described black supremacist. What is a black supremacist? What are they supreme over? That's her mama right there. That's mama. So mama done snatched her a millionaire who became a billionaire. Living in a $7.3 million mansion, sending their child to private colleges that cost $57,000 a year to go to. And this is the thanks Pappy gets at the funeral. All because he supported Trump. That man was there since day one. Friendly reminder that a N-word calling a white man racist is literally not newsworthy, and y'all need to focus on actual real world events. I wonder what that's in reference to. What happened, y'all? How did this happen? How does this happen? How do you grow up rich, stupid rich? Like, we ain't talking about you're the daughter of a rapper on Love and Hip Hop rich. No, we talking about your father was a billionaire, chick. You've been rich since the day you were born. You came out the womb in money. How you transform into this? How does this happen? What was going on up in this damn mansion? Look at this house, though. Look at his house. Look at this. Look at this oppression she was forced to endure. Look at this. I can imagine her taking laps in the pool, just screaming racism all day long as she's floating on her back, sipping Bahama Mamas, just floating away. Look at this racist house. sitting on 30 something acres, 20, how many acres they said? It was like, I don't know, whatever, but 20,000 square feet. And you go to your father's funeral. Let's listen to it again. Let me find it. Where is it at? I just lost it. Here it is. Let's listen to it again. Hold on. You go to your father's funeral and say this.
But Dad, please know that while I am grateful and highly aware of all that you've given this family, I still don't miss you. When you died, I felt like there was a hole. I missed something, but it wasn't you. It was the idea of what you could become. I miss being able to hope and wish that one day you turn a corner and see the world from my perspective.
The idea of what you could become. Your father became a billionaire, chick. Your father became a billionaire. That dude, I don't know what, that dude became a billionaire and raised you in a $7 million mansion. The hell is you talking about? Your father became what everybody wants to become.
This is the idea that one day you might help me fight for the things that matter. I missed my fantasy of you. Because when you died...
Fantasy? Your father could afford to buy fantasies. What is this chick talking about? He disrespected the lives of people with his ideology. So I'm assuming she's saying he disrespected people of color because he supported Trump. What has... Can somebody think of anything Trump has did racist since he was president? Can anybody share that with me? Shout out to G Dizzle. Took a break from all the ministry stuff, getting my stuff together and staying sharp. Shout out to you, man. Appreciate that, David. Y'all feel free to donate to my digital panhandling bucket, man. We out here jingling, man. Will YouTube for food, man. Help a brother out, man. Where's the play button? Shoot. Hold on. She said she will still take his money, though. She will still take Pappy's money, though. I bet you will, chick. I bet you, listen, I bet you she ain't in no rush to give up all of daddy's billions of dollars. I bet you she, listen, you think this, listen, where that house at? Y'all think this chick finna move out this house anytime soon and go down to the community? Where all the real niggas at, all the full blood niggas at in the community. Y'all think she finna be down there? How many of y'all think she gonna pack up her stuff and move to the hood where the real niggas is at? How many of y'all think she finna give this up, y'all? She ain't giving this up. What college they say she went to? Let's go look up this college, man. Oglethorpe, let me find it. She went to Oglethorpe some. Well, here it is right here. Let's look this up. Oglethorpe University. Let's look up the demographics of this school. I highly doubt she's finna be, I wonder if they published that information. This is a private college. Let's see. Wonder how many Negroes they got going here. Oh, here we go. Oh, this is located in it's right outside of Atlanta. Let's see. Oh, they might have some Negroes that go. Oh, here we go, right here. They might act, oh, okay, they do got Negroes that go here. Oh, my bad, shoot. There's 23% Negroes that go there. Okay. Okay, so they're fairly spread out. I was wrong. I thought this was like an all-white college. Who are these Negroes that go here? And what do their parents do that can afford $57,000 a year tuition? These must be the children of football players and basketball players and rappers out of Atlanta. Who is going to this college? But regardless, y'all think she finna give up this lifestyle, man? This $7 million house with 6 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, 20,000 square feet sitting on 3.4 acres. Y'all think she finna give up all that to go hang out with Junebug and Keisha in the hood somewhere? I don't know, man. I don't know. She might give it up for like, she might go out there for like a week or two and then realize, uh-oh, I'm mixed. I'm light-skinned. I'm somewhat of a pretty girl. And all the dark-skinned chicks finna start whooping my ass because they mans is looking at me. She gonna take her ass right back to Disneyland over here. These biracials do the most, man. Out here making us look bad out in these streets, man. So that's the first story. Biracial chick calls her billionaire father a racist and a misogynist at his funeral, even though he married her mother, was there when she was born, raised her in a $7.3 million mansion, sends her to a private college that costs $57,000 a year, also that she could turn into a radical black supremacist who studies African-American studies. Some BS degree, which in her case doesn't matter because Poppy was a billionaire. Let's talk about your girl, Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner, y'all, another biracial. Is Brittany Griner mixed? I don't know. I think she might be mixed. But another biracial. Brittany Griner got sent to a penal colony. Boy, it's going to be rough out here for Brittany. It says, U.S. basketball player Brittany Griner has been sent to a Russian penal colony in a remote region southeast of Moscow to serve a 9-year jail term for illegal drug possession, right? So Brittany Griner is going to be out here, big rocks, little rocks, right? And she joins tens of thousands of Russian women behind bars. And no one knows how long she will serve as the U.S. is keen to organize a prisoner swap to release her. Now, y'all know who they're trying to swap out for Brittany Griner? Let me show y'all who Russia wants. Russia wants this dude named Viktor Bout, right? Russia wants this dude right here, Viktor Bout. Viktor Bout is what was he doing? Let me find it. This dude was actively plotting to kill Americans. Like he was in the U.S. actively plotting to basically do some terrorism type of stuff, right? Russia wants they'll let Brittany Griner go in exchange for him. A dude that wants to kill Americans in exchange for a chick who had a little bit of marijuana residue on her, right? So it says, until that happens, her life inside of a Russian jail will certainly not be easy, and she will likely endure conditions as regular as any other inmate. Says she lost her appeal, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, let's go look at some of this stuff. It says, the phrase penal colony revives memories of the daily gulag of the Soviet era, but in this case, it simply refers to a prison with several rows of low-rise buildings, housing communal barracks for inmates and separate structures, housing workshops for inmates. So basically, Brittany Griner finna be living up in here, y'all. This is where she finna. This is the women's penal colony in Yavis. She finna be living in the projects, walking around looking like these chicks right here. It says her jail is one of Russia's regular prison colonies where most of 450,000 inmates are held. Let's see. I'm trying to get to something I read in here. What they gonna have her in here doing? Where is it at? Where is that thing that I saw? So it says, under Russian law, inmates have to work. Most do, as refusing normally means trouble. But the highest caste, the convicts in the male criminal hierarchy, are known as blatnai, which I don't know what the hell that is. The prison regime involves meager pay for conditions that many observers call slave labor. Inmates work from 12 to 16 hours a day. Good Lord. With lunch and toilet breaks. Says the daily quotas are set very high, but one official salary is normally shared by several inmates. So these inmates got to share salaries, y'all. It says, as a result, inmate workers only get a pay of several hundred rubles a month. All right. It says this is the equivalent of just a few dollars or pounds a month, a fraction of what even the poorest Russians get paid for the maximum 40-hour work week under Russian law. It says, while men in the penal colonies often work with wood processing or welding, female inmates are invariably employed at sewing clothes, mostly uniforms for the prison service, the army, or the police. It says the equipment is old and workplace is poorly equipped, so Griner, who is 6 feet tall, or 6 foot nine, she will have to crouch at the sewing machine. So basically, they're going to have Brittany Griner up in here. This is where she's going to be staying, y'all. This is Brittany Griner's crib right now. They're going to have her up in there sewing clothes for the police and the military, right? She's going to be in there doing some female work, some actual feminine work, you know what I'm saying? Stereotypical, traditional female work. That's what she's going to be out here doing. But they got her all the way deep off into Russia. So in case you guys want to know where this place is, let's go pull it up on the map. Hold on, what was it called? Was called Yasov. What was it? Yeah, they spelled it wrong. Hold on. What was that place called again? Oh, you're right here. Yavis something. Oh, Mordovia. That's what it is. Mordovia, Russia. Here we go. So Mordovia, Russia, let's see where it's on the map, right? So it's like way off, it's like up in here somewhere, right? I know Moscow is like somewhere over here. She's like hundreds of miles deep off into Russia. So that's where your girl is. In case any of y'all plan on pulling up to Russia to go visit her, now you know exactly where in Russia she's located. She's like located up in here somewhere. So that's your girl, Brittany Griner, man. She finna be out here, Big Rocks, Little Rocks, with a sewing machine, man. That's what she's finna be out here doing. Now, do any of y'all feel sorry for her? Any of y'all finna send her any care packages, any envelopes? Y'all gonna be out there protesting on behalf of Brittany Griner? Anybody feel sorry for her? You know me, I kind of feel bad, just a little bit. Because, you know, truth be told, she is a victim of... She is a political prisoner. They're like, they literally are using her for this reason. But at the same time, if you're gonna break the law, you might want to break the law in countries where you are familiar with the law and you can kind of use that to your advantage. You can't be going to foreign countries that have major issues with this country, breaking the law, and then we're just supposed to just rally behind you and, you know, try to get you set free. That's just kind of not how this works in reality, y'all. But anyway, so that's all I want to talk about, man. I ain't really got much else to yap about other than, I do want to show y'all this. Hold on. More Obsidian and Donovan Sharp stuff, right? Donovan Sharp. So Donovan Sharp did this live stream. We're not going to watch all 2 hours of this crap. Donovan Sharp did this live stream going in on Obsidian where he posed a bunch of questions to Obsidian on this whole compare and contrast thing, right? So I want y'all to see some of these questions. Let me see. Where did it start? That's Obsidian's girl on the screen, in case y'all don't know. So he basically, Donovan Sharp, you know, they got this whole thing about whose woman is better. Is my woman better than your woman? Donovan Sharp showing pictures of his girl, a video of his girl doing pull-ups up in here. Then he posed all these questions, talking about, does your girl tell you what to tell her? What were some of these other stupid questions he had? Let me see. Fast forward through it. Like, he actually asked his, when's the last time you slept with your girl? And then he asked her, when's the last time your girl gave you some sloppy toppy? Does she help you with your business? Is she out here doing pull-ups like Donovan Sharp's girl? Like he was just kind of going in, right? He was just going all the way in. Is Miss Brown Sugar submissive? Can she do pull-ups? Can she cook? Can she clean? Does she do your laundry? Does she give permission? You know, all this goofy stuff. So if you ain't seen it, go watch it. I thought it was somewhat entertaining when he got to this part, this question and answer part. But it will be interesting to see if Obsidian does, if he responds to any of these questions. If he responds to any of these questions, because Donovan Sharp was like, yeah, basically Donovan Sharp was basically telling us he got a live-in slave for the most part, which I guess they're both cool with that arrangement. I don't know. But, let me get that off. But he out here just going in. Come on. Yeah, I'm not trying to play his video because I don't know if he with that damn flagging people stuff down crap. But these two clowns are still going at it, man. What is this? And you got two weirdos on YouTube going at it about whose woman is the best. I don't know, y'all. I really don't know. So anyways, that's all I got, man. I just wanted to hop on here real quick. We got light skin supremacists. We got Brittany Griner. And then we got light skin versus dark skin beef over here on YouTube, man. That's what's really cracking. All right, I'm about to chuck deuces. Y'all be safe, man. Peace.